Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
That's close enough, I think, to the song being over, don't you guys? Yeah, we can jump in. First of all, you guys like this shirt? I'm pretty excited about this. Bobby's World. You guys remember this cartoon? This is a new addition to my Fun Shirt Fridays. I know it's Wednesday. What's happening, everybody? It's episode 2 today of Fantasy NBA Today. This is our schedule analysis episode, and I think this one's going to be the shortest one so far. Last few have been like 12, 15, 16 minutes. I'm trying to keep it under 15. 15 max is basically what I'm hunting for here, because I want people to be able to just pop in. You know, this is coming out at around 2 o'clock Pacific time. You got about 2 hours before game start. I want folks to be able to just pop in, 5, 10 minutes. You got your schedule. Boom, boom, boom. You're good to go. Please do find me over on Twitter at Dan Bespris, DanBesBris. And that's the only promo I'm going to do at the front end of this one. I want to just be able to dive right on in. So what you guys are looking at right now, and this is one of those shows that, look, it's going to go out on traditional pod channels, but if you're watching, you do have a little bit of an edge on these where, you know, I don't know that watching changes my recap shows all that much, but this is an opportunity for me to once again show you guys the color-coded version of our streaming calendar available to NBA Fantasy Pass subscribers at sportsethos.com. But I've taken some sort of liberties with it here to make it easier to follow. I'm going to highlight what I believe. Is that going to show up? That might not show up. Yeah, it's not showing up. Anyway, I was hoping I could highlight today, March the 6th, so you guys could kind of see the starting point of what we're working with. But basically, this is what we're doing today. Strategically, there are only a very select few teams that are worth looking at for streaming starting today that have any kind of edge over anyone else. Mainly because every single team in the NBA has either two or three games the rest of this week. There is not a team that has only one. So there's no opportunity between today and Sunday to gain two games with a roster move. There are opportunities from today beyond Sunday to gain two games with one roster move, and that is where we're going to focus our attention. So if you're making a move today, it has to be presumably for someone who has a pretty bad schedule coming up. So some team that only has two games the rest of this week and maybe also kind of starts next week slowly, which, you know, there's not that many options there. Most of the teams that have two games the rest of this week start next week with something. The teams that have a bad schedule to start next week are generally the teams that are kind of okay to start this one. Pelicans are the lightest schedule in the NBA right now. They've got two games over their next 7 days. Phoenix has three games over their next 7 or 8 days, so that's a relatively light schedule as well. But outside of those, Utah also has a pretty wimpy schedule right now. They got two games the rest of this week, but it's game, off, off, game, off, off, game, off, off. And then they flip right back into extraordinarily heavy. So those are kind of the two or three teams that you'd look at maybe moving on from someone. Utah plays today, and then they have one game the rest of the week. So that's a situation where you just wait one more day to make that roster move. Phoenix, if you were going to make the move, you could do it today. You could do it Saturday, you could do it Friday, you could do it Sunday, you could even do it Tuesday of next week. There isn't like a super obvious time. For the Pelicans, that's the one where you'd make the move today. If you have a fringe Pelican, which there aren't many, because like that team right now has like six guys that are very good and then a whole bunch of guys that aren't even on the radar. But let's say you have one of those guys that's sort of semi-radared. That's a team where you could make a roster move. Again, two games over the next 7 days. There are some teams out there that have four over that span. So you could get an extra two games played over the next 7 game days. But that, again, that's really the only team where you got it that bad. And then the Pels have a game on Wednesday of next week, and then they've got a back-to-back Friday, Saturday, so their schedule does get a little bit better. And again, I think that maybe the overarching thing is there. That team doesn't really have like fringe players that are on rosters right now. That team has a bunch of guys that are definitely on rosters and a bunch of guys that are definitely not. And then Phoenix, you do have some fringe guys there, like a Royce O'Neal, who might lose value if Booker comes back sometime in the next 8 days. Eric Gordon, who you guys know I hate from a fantasy standpoint, but he's on some rosters right now. You could make the move there and try to go to one of the teams that we're talking about that has a good schedule. So let's get to that part of it. Let's talk about the teams that actually do have some sort of advantage going today. Those teams are the Chicago Bulls, which certainly one of the best ones. They have 6 games over the next 9 days. Chicago's schedule, they go back-to-back today, tomorrow. They also play on Saturday. If you needed to move on Sunday, you could in a pinch, but I would strongly suggest hanging on for all 9 of those days because it helps you get off to a really good start next week as well. The Portland Trail Blazers are my second favorite choice. That's a team that I've liked since Monday of this week. They also have 6 games over the next 9 days, although it's built a little bit differently because today they're on, tomorrow they're off, and then they go to a 5 games in 7 days stretch. So Portland's schedule actually gets really, really good starting on Friday, but you could extend it 2 days early because 6 and 9 is still a pretty darn good span of games. The Warriors have a back-to-back, and then they also go into a 3 games in 4 night situation with a game on Saturday, and then they also start next week with a game on Monday, so you get off to an okay start next week as well. So that's a 3 and 4 or 4 and 6. And then Sacramento has the weakest of the okay schedules right now. They go back-to-back today, tomorrow, but then they're off for 2 days. Then they go 3 times in 4 nights, which takes you Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. That's pretty good. You get 2 games the first 3 days. It's not perfect. So Sacramento would be certainly the farthest down the totem pole. Still, as we talk about it, Sacramento has 5 games over the next 8 days. As we just talked about, Phoenix has 2 or 3. So that's an opportunity to gain 2 games with one roster move. And then similarly with Chicago and Portland compared to some of these teams we were talking about, like the Pelicans, who have 3 games over the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days. You actually get a 3-game bump by moving to Portland or Chicago over the Pelicans. That's actually kind of insane. Like, at least Phoenix has 4 games over that span, so it's a 2-game bump there. And there are plenty of teams that have 5 games over that span, but those are not teams that you're probably moving on from. Okay, now we've established the teams that we like over the next stretch, which, again, very few short ones. Like, if you're going Warriors or you're going Sacramento, you're doing it for flexibility, and somehow you have a whole lot of roster moves left to use this week. Again, not the direction I would fall with that one, but you can think about it. Before I tell you the players that I want you guys to use, I want you to again take a moment to go find me over on Twitter at Dan Bespris. A lot of you guys are watching on social right now, so please take a moment to like the video you're watching and follow the person who's making it. This is how we continue to grow everything going on here. I think I figured something out about the algorithm today. You can also, of course, catch this stuff after the fact over on YouTube. If you missed it earlier, you can also catch it on traditional pod channels without the video element, iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. That is Fantasy NBA Today, the name of the show, and our partners over at Manscaped.com. Use promo code ETHOS20. Yeah, you got that right. ETHOS20 for 20% off and free shipping on your order at, where was it again? Manscaped.com. I'm going to throw it up on the screen for those that are watching the video. There's your code and there's your stuff that you can get for it. Shout out also, by the way, to Blake Creamer, our former hockey maven here. Still a hockey maven, just formerly of Sports Ethos. One of my favorite people out there on this fine earth. He appreciates goofy 80s and 90s stuff as much as I do. That's correct. Bobby's World was Howie Mandel. That was back when he was just like a comedian and not a show, or maybe he was a show host then. What was this? Was this late 80s or was this early 90s? Who knows? I was a kid. Hi, Bobby, was the friend. All right, let's get back to it. So now you've heard, and I'm going to take this schedule off the screen for a moment. Now you've heard the teams that you should be looking at. What about the players on those teams? How do you narrow it down to someone that should actually be on your roster? Well, here's the names that kind of popped into my head, and yeah, some good, some bad. Chicago, there's really only one name that's not heavily rostered, and that's Andre Drummond. Someone hit me with a tweet that was like, hey, Alex Caruso's on the wire. I don't know what he's doing on the wire, but yes, obviously he belongs on rosters.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Portland probably.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Probably has your best options here. You're going to have to wait on injury reports from those dudes because half of the Blazers are questionable tonight. Tumani Kamara being one of them. He's questionable with an illness, but if he plays, he was a guy that was starting to do stuff even with some of these other guys in the lineup. Like Jeremy Grant was in the lineup and Kamara was still doing some stuff. Jabari Walker is someone that I don't really like his fantasy game all that much, but 6 games in 9 days is hard to argue with. Like even for guys that suck, 6 games in 9 days is really good. Duop Reith, DeAndre Ayton is doubtful for Portland's game, meaning that he's probably a couple of games away if he does come back from coming back. And then Chris Murray, who's not putting up much in the way of stats, but again, 6 games over 9 days. You kind of have to think about the alternative. Like, think about who you might be dropping. If it's a Pelican, they only have 3 games over that span, but a lot of teams only have 4 games over the next 9 days. What more are you getting out of someone like Chris Murray, who, you know, over the last 2 weeks, he hasn't been particularly good, but he hasn't been the worst player in fantasy, which is, I know, a glowing recommendation. He's like number 175, 180 over that span. About 8 points, 5 boards, 1.5 steals, bad percentages. So that's part of it. 2.5 assists as well on 33 minutes per ball game. So you're talking about a guy with a pretty crummy fantasy stat set, but you're also talking about the possibility of playing 180 minutes over 9 days. There just aren't many guys that can compete with that. And let's say Murray suddenly has an okay stretch of shooting where it's not at 36%. Now you get one three-pointer. Do you get 10 points and five boards and over a steal per game? Like, nine steals over 9 days is what he'd be at if he continued at that pace. That's week-changing stuff from a guy who's pretty bad at fantasy sports. You know, Kamara's a similar thing. The percentages are killing these guys. Jabari Walker, the lack of stuff besides rebounding is kind of killing him. Duop Reith doesn't really rebound from the center position. Matisse Thybulle is also questionable, but what if you got six games out of Thybulle over the next 9 days? Dude, get you 15 steals. So Portland's probably my favorite spot to go, but you can't really make a move until we actually see who's playing for them later today. Other names to consider, Andrew Wiggins, if he got dropped with the Warriors on a better schedule but shorter, and he's a guy you just hold throughout. Brandon Podziemski, if he got dropped, also with the back-to-back, the 3-4, and 4-6 for those guys. And then for Sacramento, this would be probably just for the back-to-back, but Kevin Huerter has cooled a lot after kind of a warm span. He's probably on the wire. Because Sacramento has the weakest of the better schedules, I don't think that I would go farther down the Kings rabbit hole than Kevin Huerter, because the other guys, you move pretty far, basically. Once you get past Huerter, who's and a guy that can hang out between 100 and 150, then you get into Trey Lyles, who's like number 250, and then no one else on the team even plays beyond those dudes. I guess Harrison Barnes could be on some wires. He'd be one that you could play on the back-to-back. But again, like, you got to have a lot of weekly moves in the chamber if you're going to make a move to a King right now. I would rather, as you guys know, I would rather long stream in the playoffs and long stream like three roster slots. So you're using 1.33333 moves per streaming slot per week. And when you pick up a guy like a Blazer or a Bull right now and hold him for 9 days, you're using one roster slot over a 10-day span, basically a week and a half. So that gives you now three moves to use over that, well, more than three, I guess. You saw it a week and a half. It gives you more like five moves to use over a week and a half instead of four. It's more than that. It's like six, right? Either way. So you got a lot. You get more wiggle room is basically what I'm saying. If you're trying to average 1.33 moves per streaming slot per week, and for that slot, you've used like 0.67 moves per slot per week. It allows you to use the other three moves on two slots, which is 1.5. So now you can use 1.5 moves per slot in those other ones. You could do two in one, one in the other, whatever. There are all these teams that are playing 5-7 these days. And I went 15 minutes anyway, even though I said I wasn't going to do it. And that's basically what you're sitting on tonight. This is not a big day for streaming moves. This is probably a day, if you used a move or two on Monday and Tuesday, to kind of sit on things as much as you want it. Cash in a weekly move. And yes, obviously the Blazers are a good team to move to, but they were also a good team to move to 2 days ago. And they will be a good team to move to 2 days from today. So unless you have someone on the Pels where you can add three games over 9 days, or someone like we talked about on one of those other low-tide teams, this is probably a day that you will largely be staying put. Quick look at the chat room here to see if there's anything on the streaming side that I didn't get into. I don't trust that Lost Guy says, I don't trust Pods and Wiggins. Moody's back in the lineup along with CP. That changes the whole minutes in the lineup. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Moody basically moved in because Wiggins was out. I certainly understand the Brandon Podziemski side with Chris Paul back in there. But for a back-to-back, you're not going to do much better than two games and two nights for either of those guys. And frankly, I think Wiggins could actually put up some okay numbers on the back-to-back. So I'm okay with. Should I drop Julius Randle if I'm in week one of my playoffs? Yeah, man, he ain't coming back for at least another week or two and probably longer. Marvin Bagley or Malik Monk? It's got to be Monk. Bagley's hurt. You can't be taking zeros in your playoffs right now, presuming that you are asking about a streaming decision, because this is a streaming show. We will once again address rest of season stuff on our morning show, the rest of season show. Thanks for watching, everybody. Appreciate everybody out there on the social media side, which is blowing up for these shows right now. That's wicked sweet. Anyway, you guys got to follow me if you are watching on Twitter, because otherwise I'll just go ahead and I'll put it back on YouTube. I'll do it. Don't try me. All right. Thanks, everybody. This is fun. We'll keep doing these as long as we can. We'll have one of these tomorrow. We will not have one on Friday. Cheers. Good luck tonight.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.